Have your Bible tonight. Turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 10. Ezekiel, chapter number 10. Ezekiel, chapter number 10, verse number 1. The Bible says, "Then I looked, and behold, in the firmament that was above the head of the cherubims, there appeared over them, as it were, a sapphire stone, as the appearance and likeness of a throne. And he spake unto the man clothed with linen, and said, Go in between the wheels, even under the cherub, and fill thine hand with coals for fire from between the cherubims, and scatter them over the city. And he went in my sight. Now the cherubim stood on the right side of the house when the man went in, and a cloud filled the inner court. Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house, and the house was filled with the cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. And the sound of the cherubim's wings were heard even in the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when He speaketh. And it came to pass that when He had commanded the man clothed with the linen, saying, Take fire from between the wheels, from between the cherubims, then he went in and stood beside the wheels. And the one cherub stretched forth his hand from between the cherubims under the fire that was between the cherubims, and took thereof, and put it into the hand of him that was clothed with linen, who took it and went out." I want to preach a little while tonight on this thought, if God be my help, on the cloud. I want to preach on the cloud, praise God. As we look at this tonight and we see Ezekiel, he's riding, and he's riding to the people, praise God, that we can see the power of an Almighty God. And we see the Bible says that those cherubims rose up, and if you look, they're standing on the south side of the temple. The reason they're on the south side of the temple, they're on the opposite side, which the angels of judgment is going to come out. Amen. I won't say, that's the north side. We need to be thinking about the judgment of an Almighty God. I know we don't want to think about that, and I'm not here to discourage you tonight at all, but I want to say that He is a judgment coming. That judgment's coming from God. Amen. But there's also a God that's there and loves us and cares for us. And what God's trying to do, He's trying to get the people's attention. Amen. Just like He's trying to do in this late era which we live. God's trying His best to get our attention. These things happening all over this country, praise God, that should be getting our attention. Amen. We went through this COVID infestation or whatever, your pandemic. Praise God. It ought to have got our attention. Or realize, praise God, that He is a God and He's real. Praise God, because He heard and answered our prayers so many times, praise God. But we see this God of glory. We see this great cloud, praise God, that comes down. And the Bible says in verse number 3 that it filled the inner court. Now what it was doing, God was portraying His presence, letting the people see Him and letting them know, praise God. And He wanted them to know, praise God, He was there. And they knew the presence of God, but they disallowed that presence. It's happening all around us today. People, the Shekinah glory of God is shining forth in a lost and dying world, and people are ignoring the presence of God. Amen. I'm glad I'm not going to ignore Him. I'm glad I got in so many years ago. Praise God. I'm enveloped in a hope and a promise of Jesus Christ, my Savior. And one day, in a little while, I'm going to step out of here and go home. But praise God, unto then, praise that cloud of glory, that cloud of God Almighty, it's prevalent, amen, in the hearts and minds of people, and in my heart and yours. We see the presence of God. We recognize His presence, praise God. You say, well, preacher, what is the Shekinah glory of God? It's that radiant outshining of God. That radiant outshine that outshines the noonday sun. Praise God, shines in the, praise God, place where the sun, the S-O-N can shine, and shines into to where the S-U-N can shine, and shines where the S-O-N shines, praise God. Shines down in the depths of the hearts of men that they can see the power of an Almighty God. It's that radiant shining of God. Praise God. It illuminates the character of God. It tells us who He is. Praise His holy name. That He is God. And the Bible said, because besides Him, there is no other. The great aspect of God. We can see His manifestation. Amen. See the power of an Almighty God. In His character, who He is. Amen. Praise God. God Almighty. Amen. Hey, listen, that's not to be taken lightly. Praise God. It is God Almighty, the Almighty God of heaven. Praise God. The character that He has, that He'll manifest to you and I if we'll accept it. Amen. But we don't want to do that. The world they'd prefer to go along in their own pernicious ways and snub their nose at God and say, you know what, I'm doing it my way. I want to know what tonight is, how that's working out for you. I see it all the time. People say, well, preacher, I was running pretty good. We were running well, but what? Well, I got away from God and got away from God's house. I got away from the character of God and things just went amok. Amen. Praise God. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven. Praise God. That great black cloud of glory, praise God, is displayed in the character of an almighty God. But not only is it displayed in the character of God. People ought to have seen it. But it was displayed in the presence of God. Amen. We ought to not only see it, but we ought to recognize the presence of God. You see what was happening there, that God was trying to get a hold of these people's hearts. He was showing himself to them. He was easing out. He said, if you don't want me, I'm going to go. But he manifested his presence to them so that they might recognize his character and recognize his presence amongst them. Amen. Praise God. It's time, young, is that we need to recognize the presence of God amongst us again. Praise the Lord. The devil comes along and he tries to dissuade us and say, well, you know, things ain't running too well, and get you to wringing your hands and wondering if there is a God and who's in control of this thing. I want to tell you, there's a God of heaven and he's in control of everything that we see happening in this world today. He knows exactly where everything's at. He knows exactly what's taking place all over this world and in this universe which we live. They said that the scientists have found in the great beyond, they found an expanse and a universe that they'd never seen before. And they said the other day, it seems like this thing is bigger than we thought it was. Amen. I could have told them that. Amen. Praise God. It's more advanced, more expansive than we ever believed it could be. Praise God. I want to say there's an almighty God that's in control of it, and he sees it all because it all belongs to him. Amen. Told somebody the other day, they was talking about how, you know, what was going on and what God was going to do about, you know, the things that's happening in America today, in the United States, and all around the world. And I told him, I said, I said, as in the far reaches expanse of the universe, God sees everything that's happening all the time. Immediately, there's nothing that escapes God. Amen. He sees it all in his character, in his presence, in his omniscience. Praise God. He sees everything that's taking place every second, every moment, every hour, every week, every month, every year, every day. Amen. Don't miss nothing. Amen. We think we can hide from God. We can't hide from God. He sees it all. But in the magnificent expanse of the universe and all this, the galaxies that say that's out there that we've just begun to realize and recognize because of technology, by the way that God give us. Amen. We ought to be getting closer to God. We ought to be realizing more, praise God, that He is God. Amen. That He is the creator and sustainer of the universe. Amen. But how God and an almighty God in His magnificence in all control of the whole universe looks down through the portals and aeons of time and looks down to a little speck of dust called earth. Amen. Look down where we are, Brother Josh. He said, you know what? I kind of favor that little old spot down there. And I'm going to make man, create him in the likeness of mine image, and I'm going to put him on that speck of dust, and I'm going to protect him, I'm going to take care of him, I'm going to nurture him, and I'm going to love him, and he's going to love me, and we're going to have us a time in that little speck of dust. Amen. I'm talking about the character and the presence of God. It's real. Pray, amen. The cloud of glory that come down that they might see the power of an almighty God. He was showing himself to them that they might see him. Amen. They were looking, but they weren't looking to see. They were going about their own business, doing the things that people do, and never really recognizing God. Oh, they was going to the church. They were going through a ritual. They were performing the things that you ought to do, but they wasn't coming, praise God, with the aspect of seeing an almighty God. Amen. Recognizing the glory that come down. Amen. Now you got to imagine this. The glory's done come down. The Bible says that it filled the inner court. Amen. The glory of God had come down and it filled the place up. Amen. You couldn't help but recognize it. But you know what they did? I can see them as they eased away from the inner court. They eased away from the things of God. That's what people's doing today. Amen. That's so when people say, well, preacher, there's just so much going on, you know, and it's just, we got it this and we got it that, amen. I tell you what they're doing. They're being drawn away from God into the world, and we better pray, and we better fast, we better agonize with God, that God will get a hold of them, and that we can love them enough to love them in. Hold on to them, praise God, for dear life. Because the world's taking them away. Amen. The world's taking them away. It's snatching them out. It's dragging them off into a pit. Amen. A pit of discouragement, a pit of anguish, a pit of lustful desires and fulfilling of the flesh. Amen. You say, well, preacher, people just don't want to hear that no more. That's right, they don't. They don't want to hear what the devil's doing. They don't want to hear what the truth is. They want to just believe a lie. And the Bible said, believe a lie and be damned. People dying, going to hell every day all around us. Every day, people are slipping off into hell without God. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you know, this is the Bible. Well, it's just not going to happen here. It's happening every day around us. Amen. This ain't the Bible. Hey, in case you ain't noticed, this ain't the Bible Belt no more. He's not a community around here that don't have a brewery or two in it. Amen. How'd that happen? Amen. The Shekinah glory of God come down. He was trying to manifest himself. He was loving us, wanting to be loved back. And we love the things of the world more than the things of God. Amen. I'll just be honest. Amen. It's where we are. It's where I was. Amen. It's where I'm apt to be if I don't focus on God. Let me tell you something. It don't take but just a moment in time, praise God, for the devil to get this old flesh and get your mind off God. He gets your mind on this worldly thing and finances and the pleasures of the world and the money to be had. Hello? Amen. Praise God. It ain't really yours anyway. It belongs to the government. You don't believe me? You hold some of it and they'll come take it and lock you up. Amen. But praise God. I'm glad he's a God of heaven. He bestows his character and his presence. He lets us see who he is. The great cloud of glory that comes down to men. Amen. Praise God. He said, then verse number 4 said, then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. You see what's taking place? You see what's happening today? The glory of God is departing. Amen. People don't want the presence of God. They don't want the character of God. They don't want the display of God. They don't want the love of God. They don't want the things of God because it interferes with how we do our life. The way that we live day to day. Amen. We're trying to get the book to line up with us instead of lining up with the book. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. God says it's this magnificent vision that Ezekiel sees here, and God himself comes down and he shows his presence, the brightness of his glory. Amen. They could see him. There's no excuse for not seeing God because he filled the place, and they knew they should have known what the presence of God was. I know what the presence of God feels like. Amen. I know what the presence of God feels like. I know the presence of God living in my heart. I know the presence of God walking with me. I know the presence of God when I'm out there sometimes all by myself. Amen. It seems like nobody else around and nobody cares to be around. But God Almighty comes to where we are and He loves upon us and He lets us know that everything's okay because He is God and He's still my God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad, amen, that He's your God today? That presence of an Almighty God. That cloud, praise God, of witness. The glory of God went up from the cherub and stood over the threshold of the house. And the house was filled with the cloud. And the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. Amen. Do you see the vision? The Lord said, here I am. Pick me, choose me. I've chose you. Amen. But the people said, well, you know, We can take it or leave it. We don't really have to have all that. You know, it's not really important that you go to church. It's not really important you gather together to praise God as the Lord said to do. It's not really that important. Amen. But God Almighty, He said, I'm in the midst. I'm showing You My presence, My glory. I poured out the magnificence of His glory. Amen. The brightness of the Lord's glory. That's Jehovah. That's Almighty God. The brightness is there. The light's on, but nobody's home. All the people are there, but they're not seeing, praise God, God, the God in all His magnificence. He's put Himself on display. Amen. Jesus put Himself on display on the cross of Calvary. He hung between the heavens and the earth, and He said, praise God, it's finished. Amen. For the whole world to see. Praise the Lord. Died for the sins of the world, that through Him we might be saved. Praise God. So we see the display of God and the house being filled and the court being full of the brightness of the Lord's glory. But now look at verse 9. The sound of the cherubim's wings were heard even in the outer court as the voice of the Almighty God when He speaketh. So we see the visual. They could see the presence of God. They could recognize the presence of God. They could feel the presence of God. And they said, now here He says, because of the word that's going out, said they could hear the presence of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you can feel it, when you can see it, and when you can hear it, praise God, then it must be the presence of God. Praise His holy name. The cloud was poured out, that great cloud, that witness, praise God. The same cloud, praise God, that hung over Israel as they was traveling in the wilderness, praise God. In Exodus chapter 13, it was that cloud by day and the fire by night that protected them while they was there. That same cloud. Amen. Praise God, the great cloud of glory was manifesting itself. It ain't no different today. The manifestation of that cloud of glory is still manifesting itself. Just like it did to the children of Israel. It was the same cloud, praise God, that spoke to the children of Israel, praise God, out of the cloud. Amen. The same one that spoke to them in Exodus chapter 16 that spoke to Moses, praise God, on the mount. Praise the Lord. That same cloud, that same cloud's a speaking today. If we just listen. Trying to get our attention, trying to get us see. But people's just like they were then. They just don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. They're listening, but they're not listening to hear. It goes in one ear and out the other. And they're chasing the bunny rabbits and the little things of this world, praise God, instead of chasing after God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's that cloud, praise God. That cloud, it makes a difference. Amen. It was the same cloud that met with Moses, praise God, and his other children of God on the journey. That showed them the way. It was the same cloud, praise God, that stood by the door of the tabernacle. And when the presence of God was real and it filled the house. Amen. Amen. I mean, it filled the house, praise God. That presence of God, that cloud of the magnificent glory of God. Well, we don't see it no more, preacher. Because we don't come look for it. We don't desire it. Amen. You say, well, you know, we got this and we got that. Well, that's excuses. Amen. When we come seeking to see God, praise God, He'll show up. He's here. He's never ceased to be here in this place every time. Amen. It's whether or not you and I come seeking Him, praise God. He said, if you seek Me early, you'll find. You know what we got to do before we ever get to the house of God? We got to get to looking for Him. Amen. Praise God. Then He'll be here when we get here. You say, how do you know? Because we bring Him with us. He lives in us, praise God. He makes that difference. Praise God. He's that same one that was at the door of the tabernacle, praise God, in Exodus chapter 33. Praise God, the same one, praise God, as a representation. Well, just look at Exodus chapter 40. Exodus chapter 40, verse 34. He said, then the cloud covered the tent of the congregation, the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation. Because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, children of Israel went onward in all their journeys. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up. Amen. Praise God. When the power of God come down, when the cloud of God come down, it's that same cloud today. Praise God that we have that cloud of an almighty God that fills the place, that overflows the place, that fills it to running over. Praise God. And if we'd just come in, praise the Lord, just hang out right there while it's here. Amen. I don't believe, Brother Judge, I don't think it'd do us harm if it's Sunday, if the Holy Ghost of God just fell on the place, just stay a while. He said, well, preacher, we couldn't do that. We'd miss lunch. Amen. Praise God. You wouldn't mind it. You got full of the Holy Ghost. You got a good dose to God. Praise God. Amen. He said, for the tabernacle, Lord, was upon the tabernacle by day, and the fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the houses of the Israel throughout all their journeys. Everywhere they went, there was God. God said he'd never leave us nor forsake him. It was that same cloud. Praise God, that cloud of his presence, that cloud of his character, praise God, it comes down upon us and lets us see the hand of an almighty God. How real he is, praise the Lord. It's that same cloud, praise God, appeared to the high priest and the holy of holies. Amen, praise God. Inside the veil, Leviticus 16:2. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, listen, it hasn't changed a bit. The presence of God is still that real. It's the same God, praise God. It's the same cloud, praise God. Come down in Solomon's temple when he dedicated it, praise God, and filled it to overflow where people couldn't even go in because of the presence of God. I would to God the presence of God would be so real that we couldn't even come into church house. We just have to stay out in the parking lot and shout and praise, give God glory. I don't tell you, I remember a time, praise God, when they'd throw up the windows. Amen. It didn't matter. Hey, you not have air conditioning. Amen. Believe air conditions ruined us. Amen. Used to, the Word of God went out, them old church windows. People throw them up, cool down just a little bit, and the Word of God get out. Amen. Amen. Nowadays, the Word of God don't get out because we sure ain't going to carry it out. Hello? Amen. Praise God, you throw up them windows. When the power of God gets real on the screen, the cloud of God comes into place, and it fills us, praise God. Amen. When the cloud of God fills a place and it goes to running out, throw the windows up, it run out in the parking lot and run out on folks, and they get excited and get beside themselves in the Lord, get to shouting and running around outside. You say, preacher, that's just a show. I won't say no. Yeah, it's a show of the Holy Ghost of God. How real is these people? When we recognize His Spirit and we recognize His power and recognize His might and recognize the Holy One of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, bless His holy name. We see the power of God move. Amen. It's that same cloud, praise God, that overshadowed the temple of Solomon. It's that same cloud that overshadowed Mary. Amen. In Luke chapter number 1. That same cloud. You said, preacher, that cloud. Never heard the cloud? Look at Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Luke chapter 1, verse 35. He said, the angel is talking to Mary, the angel of the Lord. And he said, he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be no end. Talking about Jesus. And then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? So how can that possibly be? And said, the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. Now watch this. And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing that shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. What was it overshadowed her? It was that cloud. That cloud overshadowed her. And he said, hey, the Holy Spirit is going to move upon you. Praise God. And the shadow of the highest, the shadow of the Almighty, he's going to overshadow you. And that thing, praise God, the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. It was that same cloud. Praise God that shines over us. That fills the place around us. It's the same cloud that overshadowed Mary. And she conceived the Holy Ghost. And the cloud of God. Praise God brought forth the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, we get caught up sometimes and we think, well, that's Old Testament, Isaiah and Ezekiel, Jeremiah. And that's all old stuff and it's all things of the past. I want to say God escorted that stuff right on into the New Testament. He brought it right in, praise God, into the day and hour in which we live. We see the presence of an almighty God. We see the cloud that overshadowed him. Remember the transfiguration? When he was up on the mount, praise God, and Jesus Christ was glowing with glory. And appeared. He appeared there with him, Moses and Elijah. Praise God. And Peter said, hey, let us make three altars here. One for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for Jesus. Praise God. And the cloud overshadowed them. Amen. Remember that story? Look at what you're at in Luke. Look at Luke number verse 9, chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 34. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 34. I'll find it in a minute. He said, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. Amen. It was that same cloud, praise God, that brought mercy and grace unto men. It was that same cloud that spoke to them fellas and said, hey, this is my beloved Son. Praise God. Listen to what he says. Said, he's the one that's important. He's the one that it's all about, praise God. It's that cloud, praise God. That cloud of witness, that cloud of purpose, that cloud of character, that cloud of presence of an almighty God. Praise God. It just gets bigger and bigger. Better and better, praise God. It's the same cloud, praise God, that displays the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. Christ, when he returns, amen, praise God, and in just a little while, in triumph, praise God. Amen. When he comes in triumph, magnified in the presence of an almighty God. Dr. Luke tells again in Luke chapter 21. Dr. Luke says this in verse 27. But verse 25, it talks about signs that we see in the day, and there shall be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars upon the earth, distress of the nations, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the power of heaven shall be shaken. I tell you, there's some things coming to this earth. It's scary. It is scary. They said Russia had moved 3,000 nukes and they don't know where they're at. They moved them. They're shifting them around like a chessboard. But now listen to verse 27. He said, then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Amen. Coming how? In a cloud. Coming in a cloud. Coming in a cloud. With power and great glory. The Bible says in Acts chapter number 1, verse number 9, the angel spoke and they said, this same Jesus, just as you've seen him go away, praise God, taken up in a cloud, he's coming again. He's coming in the cloud. The cloud of the holiness and the righteousness of Almighty God, the cloud of character and the presence of God. It carries him along. Praise his holy name. Ain't you glad for that? That's the way it works. He said, when these things begin to come to pass, Brother Charles talked about this a while ago, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. He said, he's coming with a cloud. Praise God, and our redemption is close at hand. Amen. We've seen these things come to pass. Now, we're not looking after a sign. We're looking after we're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the sign, praise God, that the Lord has given us. That's what we're looking for. The sign of the Lord Jesus Christ coming in the clouds. Amen, praise God. In Revelation chapter number 1. In Revelation chapter number 1, the Bible says this in verse number 7. Revelation chapter number 1, verse 7. He said, well, in verse 6, he said, he hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. He says, coming with clouds. Lord Jesus Christ is coming with clouds. Praise God. We better be looking to the cloud, the presence of the Lord. Praise God, because ready or not, He's coming. Praise God, He's coming. And He's coming to collect those that belong to Him. Amen, praise God. He tells us in Ezekiel, and let me just finish it. He's coming with clouds. He's coming in the cloud, in the care and the love of God Almighty. Amen. In Ezekiel chapter 43, exactly Ezekiel chapter 43, verse number 2, he says this, "And behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east, and His voice was like a noise of many waters, and the earth shined with His glory." He said there was a sound, a soothing sound. He said there was illuminating a light, praise God, a shining glory. In verse number 4, he says, "And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, which prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard Him speaking unto me out of the house, and the man stood by me." Praise God. So we see the power of an Almighty God. We see the presence of God. We see the cloud of God, and we see it moving. Amen. We see the cloud of God a-moving. Praise the Lord. But then he concludes it here in Ezekiel 44. Ezekiel 44, verse number 1. He tells us what's going to take place. And he speaks of this eastern gate. Now, the eastern gate was sealed off. It was closed off in 810 by the Muslims. It was reopened during the Crusades by the ones that come in during the Crusades and liberated it in 1102. But praise God, it was sealed off again in 1187 by the Muslims. Sealed off that eastern gate in Jerusalem. Nobody's coming in, nobody's going out. And they said, praise God, this is the gate that God goes in. Amen. And listen to what God says. What He tells Ezekiel. He said, "Then He brought me back," Ezekiel 44 and 1, "the way of the gate of the outward sanctuary, which looketh toward the east, and it was shut." Rocked up, closed up. "Then said the Lord unto me, this gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened. No man shall enter in by it, because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it. Therefore, it shall be shut." Amen. He said, "There's nobody coming in here till God's ready." When we was in Israel, we stood in front of that eastern gate, and we stood. I mean, close to here of that wall to the eastern. We're not supposed to be there. Amen. It's a Muslim cemetery. It's controlled by the Muslim. It's against the law to be there. See, we didn't know that, and the fellow that was with us, the fellow that we went with, the gatekeeper was gone, and he said, "Let's go." And we went. And we got there right in front of that eastern gate, and boy, I tell you, the hair on the back of your neck would stand up. It was just so magnificent standing there in front of those eastern gates. Of course, they're rocked up, they're sealed up, but you can see the great arches where they used to be. There was a gate that went in, and there was a gate that come out. Amen. Praise God. And we stood there, and we got some pictures and things, and they said, "Well, we better go." And we headed out of there. Just about the time we got to the gatekeeper come back. And boy, he was fit to be tied. And of course, the guy that was with us, he said, "Take care of him, take care of him." And so they pulled out a big old wad of money and went in throwing dollar bills at him, 20s and 50s, I guess. And he said, "Go, go, leave, never come back," as he was stuffing that money in his pocket. Amen. Nobody was able to go through there. Nobody can go through that gate. That gate's sealed. And in order to make sure, praise God, they put an infant cemetery. Of course, those infants are undefiled. Amen. But the Bible says this in Ezekiel 44. Now, how did Ezekiel... 3,000-4,000 years, how did he know this was going to take place? It's called prophecy. He prophesied it. He said it's going to happen. And a lot of it has. But listen to what he says. That gate's shut in verse number 2. He said, "Then said the Lord unto me, this gate shall be shut, it shall not be opened, and no man shall enter in by it, because the Lord, the God of Israel, hath entered in by it, therefore it shall be shut. But now watch this. It is for the prince. The prince, he shall sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. Who's the prince? The prince is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. He shall enter in by the way of the porch of that gate, and shall go out by the way of the same. He said he's going to go in and he's going to come out. Praise God. The Lord of heaven. Amen. He said, then brought he me in the way of the north gate before the house, and I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord, and I fell on my face. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, he said, the gate is opened by, initiated by the cloud. The cloud, praise God, is moving, and the cloud's still moving today, which is God Almighty. And he's still bidding us to his presence. God above the cherub, God above the threshing, the threshold. And he looked back and he said, have you recognized me yet? Have you missed me yet? They didn't pay no attention. They just went on about their business while God was drawing away. Amen. While God was going away. People didn't even realize it. I believe a day in a lot of our churches, praise God, the Holy Spirit of God would draw himself and never show up, and they'd never realize it. We'd never miss the Spirit of God because he's not there no more. God help us, praise. Youngins, we got to be praying, God help us and fill us. And we'd recognize the presence of the Lord. We'd come together to meet with him so that he can meet with us. You say, preacher, how do you do that? By just giving him praise. By offering up our testimonies like we do. Amen. By just bragging on the Lord for all the good things he's done for us. For just loving us and caring for us. For being there with us, for getting us through those hard times. For helping us in the anguish of our lives and the disasters of our days. Encouraging us, praise God, with His Spirit and with upholding us with His love. Manifesting Himself to us in the volume of His book. Letting us know, praise God, that there's a cloud, a great cloud that shines forth, praise God, that fills the hearts of God's people. That cloud. That cloud of witness, that cloud of testimony, that cloud of glory that shines forth from God Almighty. See, those cherubims, they moved up and they moved off to the side. And those angels, praise God, of the judgment, they moved in to begin to do that work. Amen. But God Almighty, He's still there. That's how gracious God is. Even when people's turned their back and just disallowed the Lord, God Almighty's still there, and he's still dealing with people. He's still trying to help us, just like the prodigal. He got his living, or his living, and he went off and wasted on the worldly things, virtuous living, amen, riotous living, and then he come back to the Father. But you know where the Father was? He was there waiting for him, with the love of a Father. Praise God. That great cloud of glory was there to pour out upon him. That sun was able to move up into that cloud of glory, and it surrounded him, it overcome him, it pulled him in, loved him up. That's what we have today, youngins, that the world don't know nothing about. That great cloud, the cloud of the glory of God. Amen. It shines forth all the days of our life.